forward at any moment.
Let's do this.
Capture his speech. Like now he's, his speech is being captured.
Yeah.
It's being captured.
So let's talk about muffins.
Charles.
Okay.
What do you like about muffins?
It's all over here.
Well.
Did you grab that roll?
On a family vacation, I was eating pancakes every day for breakfast, and just one day, we were in Maine, which is known for two things, like lobsters and blueberries. And one day I had a blueberry muffin and fell in love.
And ever since?
Ever since.
That's awesome. Okay, well, I guess that leads us to who you are and where we are right now.
I'm Josh Gordonson, or Muffin. I'm an undergrad at MIT, second year, and we are at MITRES. MITRES is the MIT Electronic Research Society, also known as the Student Machine Shop. It's a student-run organization.
Evil Robot.
Hmm?
What about the Evil Robot Society?
Oh yeah, I guess it's also the Evil Robot Society. IGBTs are welcome here. But MITRES is a student-run machine shop where pretty much anyone can come and build whatever they want and hang out and learn and all the above.
What kinds of stuff? What do you make here?
This summer I was working on a cotton candy gun. Before that, I fixed up my bike. I worked on a different cotton candy machine. Let's see. I helped work on a flower that is also a guitar tuner. I think that's the extent of my projects here.
So is it mainly like electronics and stuff that goes on here, or what else?
So originally it was mostly electronics, I think, but it slowly or maybe even rapidly move towards a more mechanical side. I'm trying to bring back the electronics in the, you know, Electronic Research Society part of it, but it's, we have a lathe, a milling machine, a lot of tools, and then, you know, an electronic bench.
Sweet. So, yeah. Is there any projects that you have here that you want to show?
I don't have any here that I can show you.
Okay, cool.
But, yeah.
Some of the things that I'm interested in are some of the things that have sprung forth from MITRES,
So MITRES has a really long history. Founders of MITRES and members of MITRES have gone on to do great things, some of which are Makani, Tim Anderson, Squid Labs. These are all things that are kind of MITRES-centric, but are not necessarily directly involved with MITRES. Tim Anderson, if you don't know, pretty much invented just starch 3D-based printer. Makani is a wind power energy company. Squid Labs is pretty awesome.
So a lot of projects were going on. Faces at Muffin?
I'm looking over there.
Go ahead. So I guess I'm trying to talk, while talking to Instructables, mm-hmm. pretty much the reason why they started Instructables was because of the projects that they were doing here,
mm-hmm.
and that they needed a way to share documentation for kite building.
Oh yeah, definitely. Tim Anderson and Eric Wilhelm and all of them used to build kites and made their own kite gear. There's actually some of their kite gear still up there. I think that's Tim Anderson's board if you want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right up there, the top shelf is his kite board. And I think there's some kite gear on top of that and whatever other junk is accumulated there. We have his high five machine hanging over there, which is broken. Yeah, we need to revive it. Let's see. We have some rowing paddles that someone made. I think has some relation to either TEP or Squid Labs. A whole host of bikes and pretty much tens of years of accumulation of junk.
Tens of years?
Probably more than tens of years.
Metric
I'm just not
tens of years?
Metric tens.
They are slightly bigger.
Yeah.
Basically, you haven't said it yet, and just, I wanted to be explicit because I'm going to Instructables to talk to them in a second.
Okay.
So I want to be able to intersplice between MITRES and Instructables and show this was stuff at MITRES and this is now stuff at Instructables. And this is how a company can spring forth from a haggard face.
Okay. See, I don't know the story in that direction. I can do it in the other one. but I guess, so Eric Wilhelm and Tim Anderson and Saul Griffith maybe all used to build kiteboarding gear here at MITRES and then go out and kiteboard. Right.
Look at the audience. So freak them out.
I'm sorry. Okay, okay.
Do you want an audience full of people crapping themselves?
Okay, okay, okay.
Dude, my soul.
Dude, I just looked at Muffin straight, direct.
Okay.
The glory be it.
So, Eric Wilhelm and Saul Griffith, Eric Wilhelm and Saul Griffith and Tim Anderson all used to build kiteboarding gear here and go test it out in other places, and they needed a place to document all their projects and all their endeavors. So they formed this company called Monkey...
Zero Prestige.
Zero Prestige, where they started documenting their things and realized it was a really awesome platform for documenting any project in general. Zero Prestige was more oriented towards kiteboarding. So Eric kind of just came out and founded Instructables out of Squid Labs, which was a joint consulting group. And from there, Instructables has grown to epic metric proportions.
So, I guess. Well, let's. I guess we don't really. Do you want to talk about Instructables at all? Like, what you were doing on Instructables?
Sure.
Some of the projects that you put up on Instructables.
Well, so I joined Instructables as a high school student, not really knowing how to do much. My first Instructable was a USB powered LED Christmas tree. That like won like second prize prime or something in the contest, and I was like, holy crap, wow, I can actually do cool things that other people like. So I started making other things. I made a beating LED heart t-shirt, and that was the first time someone else ever really replicated my projects. This guy in Sweden kind of replicated it and then gave it to his girlfriend in Hong Kong, and then his girlfriend IM'd me and said thank you. But yeah, so I started posting a lot of things and winning more and more prizes, and eventually Eric and Christy kind of just emailed me and said, hey, do you want to come work for Instructables? And I didn't really know what to say, but I said, yeah. And then next summer, I was at Instructables, you know, doing menial tasks half the time, like sending out prize packages and cutting stickers. And then the other half the time, I got to build stuff and made a gigantic catapult.
That's awesome. So I guess the interesting thing about Instructables that you were beginning to mention is like, by sharing your projects, they turn into more than just something that you've made. They turn into something else.
Absolutely. By sharing your projects, they turn into this kind of knowledge medium that people everywhere can access. And when people have access to maybe your original idea and then re-implement it, it's a feeling like none other, especially when they IM you or email you back and say, hey, I did this. Here's my iteration of it. I changed this and it worked better. I changed this and it didn't work as well. Here's a new schematic. Here's a printed like circuit board diagram for if you ever wanted to have PCBs made. And then they give it to people and then they email you back too. So that's pretty incredible.
Cool.
But Instructables kind of introduced me more to the MIT MITRES community. And that's another great part of MITRES. Coming back from Instructables, it's kind of this full cycle, like MITRES, Instructables, back to MITRES, and then maybe into another company or some form of sharing knowledge group.
Cool. So is that something that you see happens at MITRES, people sharing knowledge?
Absolutely. I try to, when a lot of people come into MITRES and don't really know what to do, people just tell them, hey, you should go to MITRES, and then they go and they don't really have a project in mind or they don't know how to do anything. I really like to take those people and either have them help me build my project, or I teach them how to use a lathe or a milling machine. It's a really great feeling to teach people things, and it's even better when they see they have a finished product if they haven't made anything before, or they learn a new skill that they can take and teach other people or build whatever they want with.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. I think that was good.
Cool.
Double high five?
Double high five.
Cool! Alright, I wish you had a project to show, but that's cool.
Yeah, I left my cotton candy.
Let's talk about that real fast. Want to talk about like the Awesome Foundation, how it funded you, and what you're doing that's awesome. So basically, I'm just going to ask you, what are you doing that's awesome?
Okay, so currently I am finishing up my cotton candy gun. It works, but it doesn't work perfectly, so I'm fixing it and tuning it. But I just got a grant from the Awesome Foundation to make an even bigger cotton candy gun. So this next month I'll be spending $1,000 of their money to make my dream come true. And funding is definitely an issue for the do-it-yourselfer, especially as a college student, you don't have much money. Miters is another way you can get money because our club actually gets revenue from this swap fest where we volunteer. And if you want to get reimbursed for your projects, you can also get reimbursed from Miters. But yeah.
Cool. So the cotton candy gun is going to be able to do?
Hopefully I can.
I'm not meeting Mike, so you gotta say something.
Oh, yeah,
dude,
yeah.
The cotton candy gun will be sweet. It will.
So the new cotton candy gun is going to totally reconstruct your view on cotton candy guns. It'll revolutionize the cotton candy gun industry by allowing the operator to probably code a human in a cotton candy cocoon within 3 minutes, I'd say. It'll also enable the artist machine gunnist to create works of art by using injected inks and dyes. So I'll give them CMYK and they can play around and make all sorts of different colored cotton candy.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's like a cotton candy gun 3D extruder of cotton candy.
Absolutely. The idea was that for it to take something that's kind of vile and disgusting like a machine gun and turn it into something that's tasty and playful.
Now I think we do a double
cool.
Five. Cool. Go do your test.
All right. Hopefully I don't die.
Don't die. Yeah. All right. Charles, do you mind if I take a fry? And do you mind?
It's his fries.
Do you mind if I take a fry?
What are you filming for?
Huh? We're shooting a documentary on hackerspaces. Mm. We bought the JetBlue Unlimited jetting ticket and traveled to over 30 hackerspaces across the country. Talking to them about the stuff they build and why.
We've been running, literally running.
You want to talk about stuff you built?
We got students.
Graduated.
No, we just graduated.
Oh. Yeah, mechanical
engineering. What do I talk about?
You can talk about whatever you want. Kind of like what Miters does for you.
Oh.
Oh, fail.
Now you know why I put it on low gear.
Well, now I know why you put this thing. It doesn't work without it.
Time to build a hot wire.
You want to pause the audio?
What
I want to talk about. You can talk about whatever you want.
What do you want me to talk about?